let's just bring things back. I hope everyone had a nice break and enjoyed and got some energy to really get clocked. Baruch Hashem. I saw. So let's try to up geschmack this. Rabbi Isai, this is probably the most important Ran that you're going to ever learn in this entire Masechta. And it's happening right now. So let's just set up the structure. Let's set up where we're holding, and then let's go in. Taisis presented to us his shita that we passed in like Rabbi Lazar, both in Gittin and by Shar Shtaris, although the Gemara sounds like we only paskin like him like Gittin, it's Lav Dafka, and the halacha is Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi. And that means Eidei Mesira Karsi. And these two shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar are diametrically opposed. This was Lafuke, the Rif Shita, that the Rif proved from two areas. One being the Gemara later on Peivav of Ksav Sofer Ve'ed. The second Raya of the Rif was from the Gemara in Lamed Vav that we have a Takana that the Edim should sign the Shtar. Why would that be a Takana? If you're going to come and being relying on that those Edim and they're not actually reliable, that could be creates and chas v'shalom nevea kilkol elamai zetmun fenda Rabbi Yisai that edei chasima are also karsi. I asked the Rabbeinu Ephraim, so why don't we say af? Okay, so we have that answer because maybe the Rif, like Jonas said, maybe the Rif wanted to differentiate lechatchila and b'di'evet. We still want to use edei mesira lechatchila, but at the end of the day, practically, bottom line, Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira both work. So the way that the Ramban understood the Rif, and the way the Ran quotes from the Ramban's Shita, and the Ramban's Havona in the Rif, is that there are two tracks. You can go down the track of Eide Mesira, but keep in mind that Rabbi Lazar was only being Mekeltze, and he agreed to everything that Rabbi Meir presented. And everything that Rabbi Meir presented was also true. And therefore, you have two options. You can go down the track of Eidei Chasima, like Rabbi Meir was Mechadish. But I also think that you could also go down the track of Eidei Mesira. And the Ramban and the Ran brings Raya after Raya to prove that there must be some sort of validity to Eidei Chasima track as well within the Rif Shita, within Rabbi Lazar. However, the Balamor attacks the Rif, as we left off, from a Gemara in Ksubis that talks about a guy who sent two shtaras to two people, and the Gemara says that there was no Zman on the shtar. We don't know exactly who came first. And the Gemara says that according to Reb Meir, your only option is to split it between the two guys, because neither one is better than the other. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Lazar, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, that since Eidei Mesira Karsi, so then there's an option for the Dayanim to figure out who's the correct one and who's the incorrect one. And that's through the halacha called Shuda de Dayanim. The Dayanim will figure out which guy was given to first. And the Balamor says, I don't understand. If the Rif is correct, that Rabbi Lazar also holds of Eidei Chasima, so then we should still say Achloku, because B'Soif Hayoyim, and maybe both of them, Taka, get it. So the Ramban Tainas, one of his Tainas was, don't ask me Kashas from Dine Mominis. Dine Mominis, through Hodas Baldin, it's as if you have Eidei Mesira, and therefore we would paskin Shuda de Daini through the Eidei Mesira that exists in the area of Dine Mamanis, that we know one guy gets it before the other. Again, keep in mind, if you hold Eid Mesira Karasi, the Gemara is assuming over there, then one guy wins, the other guy loses, because then you don't have to be at the same exact time at the end of the day, because there are no hours written in the Shtar. But rather, we know when the Eid Mesira witnessed it given over earlier in the day, that guy who got it first wins the property. Ah, you don't have the Eid Mesira? Zok the Ramban, you always have the Eid Mesira. Because Hoidos Baldin is Kamei Eid Dami. It's as if the Eid Mesira were there at the time of the Mesira Sashtar to the first guy, and therefore you would have a Shuda Dedai need to work over there. So don't bother me from Dine Mamanis that the Rif holds Eid Chasima also work, because the Eid Mesira through the Hoidos Baldin trumps that and allows him to be Kaina at an earlier date. That's the crux of the Ramban's kash. Comes along the Ran and he says, "Mechilas covered the Ramban. I'm going to work in the same direction of the Ramban in defense of the Rif, but I'm going to give an entirely alternate pshat in the Divrei HaRif," says the Ran. And the reason for that is, says the Ran, is that if the Ramban's Havana is correct, that any time there's a Hodos Baldin, it's as if we have Eid Mesira there, which is why we would go down the track, according to Rabbi Elazar, of Shuda, above and beyond Yachloku, says the Ran, so then you should have that same logic when it comes to a get also. So why don't you apply Hodos Baldin when it comes to a get? Whatever you said by Dine Mamon is to attack the Balamor's attack on the Rif. Why don't we apply that Lagabe get also? Why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Elazar, potentially the get is a problem? Say that the Baal who wrote the Shtar, there's an automatic Hodos Baal, then it should work according to Rabbi Elazar. So I'll be honest, Rabbi Yisai, I really struggled with that Kasha of the Ran. What is the Ran comparing Dine Mominus, where Hodos Baal and Kameya Idam Dami works, to a case of Gittin Nafdalid, where what? Hodos Baldin should apply? Is that true? So this was bothering me, Rabbi Yisai. But then I realized something. That he's not the first Rishon to possibly say this. What am I saying, Rabbi Yisai? The Rashba, excellent. That the Rashba held against Taisvis that when it comes to Geirishin, it's not Chav Lachir. Right, it's already Aser to a Kayin. It's already Aser, right. The Iser Kayin is not Chav L'Achir, because she's already Aser to him, because she's married. We had this in the last Sugyas. So perhaps that's what the Ran was assuming when he blew out that Kashin. He said whatever the Ramban applied in the Sugyas and Tzubas should have been applicable in our Gemaras, and we should have had a built-in Hodos Baldin when it comes to every get as well. So then the Ran continues with his questions on the Ramban's Havana. And he says, and even Minei Ubei in that Sugya, he doesn't really understand what the Ramban answered. He says, because right now you have Edim that are Nechtam on a Shtar, two Shtaros, that we don't know which guy precedes which guy gets the property, right? And only through Edim Asira will you say one guy wins and the other guy loses, right? But if it's Eide Chasima, the Gemara says, then you have to split it, because no one's better than the other one, right? So now, what is the Gemara saying? That according to Rabbi Elazar, we have the option of saying, through the Dayonim's impressions of Shuda, they'll figure out which guy was real and which guy was fake, and then you'll give it to one and not the other. Fret the Ran, are you serious? You have it. According to the Rif, you have the track of Eide Chasima that's a viable track, right? So there's a vadai that what? That both of them should get what? 50%. Through the halacha, according to Rabbi Meir, that the halacha is what? Yach. Loku. Are you with me, guys? So how do you now, through Rabbi Elazar, remove the vadai that he gets 50% and now say, oh, one guy wins, the other guy loses, because of a shuda, because of the impression of the dayanim? The whole Gemara makes no sense. If according to the Rif, Rabbi Lazar really buys into the Eidei Chasima track, so then Eid Safik Moitzim Midei Vadei Frekt Aran. So that this guy should yell Shrei V'Kayim, fraud, that this is what? This is crazy that I'm losing 50%. That's I'm a Vadei Chelikov. Who kicks in your Eidei Mesira of Ashuda Dedaini because you might hold that the guy got it first because of shows, but I Vadei have Eidei Chasima track according to the Rif. So the Ran says the Ramban's Havana of the Rif falls short in the whole Mahalach of that Gemara because of the Kasha of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midivadi. Yes, Sammy. Yeah. I mentioned that the first day, and I'm not. We're assuming that Shudu Dedaini is the impression of the Dayan. Good. Rabbi Isai, Mikoyach, all of these Kashas, the Ran said, we missed the boat. We missed the boat. We misunderstood the entire Rif's Shita. Again, Rabbi Yisai, let's put everything into categories. We started off the sugya understanding where Rabbi Lozer and Meir, Lefi Shitas Ha, Jesus. They're very distinct. Two independent tracks that don't hold of each other whatsoever, which is the way we were assuming until this sugya the entire year. Comes along the Rif, and the Rif says, not true. Rabbi Lazar introduces a new track called Eidei Mesira, but Eidei Chasima also work. I still buy in to Rabbi Meir. One of the proofs that the earlier Ran within the Ramban brings to the Rif Shita was from the Gemara on Pevav. Doesn't really make sense, Rabbi Yisai, says the Ran, in B'Shem the Ramban. How could you say that I paskin like Rabbi Lozer by Gittin, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, and I paskin like what? Eidei Chasima Karsi B'Shar Shtaros, right? That doesn't really make sense. A shtar is a shtar, right? Either you have to be consistent, even you know, in how a shtar works, right? So what did the Ramban say? Elamai, this is a raya to what? That the Rif also holds like Rabbi Meir. That the Rebbe Lozer is also Moideh, that there's a Ma'alach of Eidei Chasima. Good? That Eidei Mesira Nami Karsi. One second, everybody say. That was the Raya that he brought to the Rif. That was one of the additional Rayas that the Ran brought to the Rif Shita, everybody say. To me, that's still lacking. Because at the end of the day, you're still splitting between Shar Shtaros and Get. So it's true. You prove to me that there's another mechanic. But why is that changing? At the end of the day, you're still going down another track. So why is it that we hold Rebbe Lozer straight up, Eidei Mesira, when it comes to Gittin? And when it comes to Shar Shtaros, we hold Rebbe Lozer's Eidei Chasima Shabbat. The Ramban made it better. Because it's at least not dealing with Rebbe Lozer on the one hand, Rebbe Meir on the other hand. Everyone with me? And he made it lighter because Rabbi Lozer also meets in the middle within Rabbi Meir that Eidei Chasima also work. But at the end of the day, it's still a little bit lacking because why are you jumping? You're not explaining to me why there's a change between Gittin track versus Eidei Chasima track. Everyone hear what I'm saying? Even if the Ramban explained that the Gemara to split between Gittin and Shar Shtaros to paskin like Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Meir makes no sense. So therefore, it's a raya, said the Ramban, that what? That must be that Rabbi Lozer also holds of a new track called Eidei Chasima Karsi. And that's why in Shar Shtaros, we can have Rabbi Lozer paskining. We can have a psak la'aloch of the Gemara and Beivav that we can go like Eidei Chasima by Shar Shtaros, and that could still exist within the world of Rabbi Lozer. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, you still have to explain the change. Why is it that in Gittin, I have two tracks, and in Shar Shtaros, I have that one track that is still going to be in existence in the world of Rabbi Lazar, but it's defined that it's only that track and not this track. So you made the Kasha a little better, a little weaker, but you still need to explain yourself. which introduces Rabbi Yosef the Ran's Mahalach. Zokta Ran, I'm sorry, Rabbi Ramban. I'm going to come here to defend the Rif Shita against Tesis. But I'm going to defend it in an entire new Havana. Rabbi Lazar holds Eide Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Lazar holds only Eide Mesira Karsi. There are no two ways to be kind and a get. And there's no discussion of Af Eide Mesira and two tracks. That's all Sheker, says the Ran. You misunderstood the Rif. You know what the Rif was saying, says the Ran? That through the Chasimus, I actually have Eide Mesira that are existing on the Shtar. So I have two ways that I can get to my actual Shita of Eide Mesira Karsi. Either through the physical Eidim watching the passing of the get and the shtar from one Baal Din to the other. Classic Eidim Mesira. However, says the Rif, there's also a way to get to Eidim Mesira through the signatures on the shtar. But says the Ran, but fundamentally, Rabbi Elazar's Shita is diametrically opposed to Rabbi Meir's Shita. A shtar does not work the way Rabbi Meir explains a shtar works. And he holds one mahalach in a shtar, and all the Rif is being mechadish to us is how we get to that mahalach. Where can you actually perceive that there are Eide Mesira around? The Rif was more expansive and said, also through signatures, I can actually perceive that there are Eide Mesira at the time of the Shtar. Im Kain, Rabbi Yisai, Zok Daran, now you can answer that Kasha that I just said. Says Daran, let's just see his Lush. Aval Masha Nirali, this is in my riff, it's at the end of the skinny lines of the riff, of the Ran. Aval Masha Nirali, there's one way to be koina with a get. Eide Mesira. The Eide Chasima Loi Karsi. That's not what the Rif meant. It's not also a new track. There are no two tracks. Behind the Amrina Bechol Tuchta, and that's why the Gemara always in every place says, the Rabbi Elazar Sfile Eide Mesira Karsi. It's not Lav Dafka. It's not like the Rabbeinu Ephraim said it should have been Af. No. And that's the answer to the Rabbi Ephraim's kasha. Umiu may the moider of loza de ede chasima mahani. Hainu mishum de sfirle shamasira kairasas. Kol sheyesh beshaita edim. Bain shehem me edim al masira atzmo. O al guf hadover. You can have Eide Mesira either through people watching the passing over the get physically, or if they're made it, or they're testifying, al guf hadover. One second. Oh. Ume, excellent. Ume ata. Mashemoider Rab Lazar de get achosim be Eidim koiris, that which Rab Lazar is moide, that chasima creates krisus. Afal pishaloi nosan be Eide Mesira. Kemoishem oichichos kol osan rayos shekasavti. Like I proved to you in all of those rayas amem zayin and mebeis that we spent time on. Lamala. Lav mishum like the Ramban said. Disfirile de Eide Chasima Karsi. Noam. Not because he's holding that Eide Chasima Karsi and he has two tracks to get in and he's more expansive. Elisha Mesira Korasas. Rather, the passing over is the krisus. Mekevan sheyesh edim al ikar hadover. The havalu eide chasima ke eide mesira. These eide chasima that sign on the get are now as if they're eide mesira here. Share a get yoytze mitachas yoda be edim alalu. Because with these signatures on these eide, on the eshtar, now the get is being passed over to her hand. Ubiyadua. Shehabal Masrullah. and it's known that the husband gave it to her, the nimtza ki'ilu hein atzman me'idin ala mesira. And it's as if there are edim here standing at the time of giving it over to the woman. Rabbi Isai, this is like a rated R movie right now. You get interested. There's buses blowing up right now. There's people getting killed. This is unbelievable what's being mechadish. The whole Maseches Gittin is changing right now. What am I going to do with the Gemara that said what? We pass like Rabbi Lozer by Gittin, but it sounds like we pass like Rabbi Meir by Shar Shtaros, which the Ramban said is a Pella. How could you say like that? Must be a riot that the Rif has a second track that Rabbi Lozer is moided to Rabbi Meir. So now says the Ran, what am I going to do with that if I hold there's only one track? If there's only one track, why is there a split between Gittin and Shar Shtaros? Basic Kasha, right? Everyone with me? The Ran has some explaining to do. How, if you're saying it's all through Eid Masira, why are you splitting between Shar Shtaros and a get? So, Dr. Ran, I'll explain it to you. Loi banu lomer de Eide chasima koinen b'shtaros. It's not to say like the Ramban understood in the Rif that what? We're taking the other track within Shar Shtaros. Because at the end of the day, I said, Rabbi Yisai, that might make it lighter, but at the end of the day, you have to explain why that is. Says the Ramban, no, that there says the Ram that doesn't even exist. Rabbi Lozer doesn't hold Eidei Chasima Kars. It's all Eidei Mesira. Aye, so what did that Gemara mean that by Shar Shtaros we hold not Eidei Mesira? Deloyed, the Bein B'Shtaros, Bein B'Gittin, Ein Karsin, B'Lei Mesira. Every single star only works through what? Mesira, Mesira, Mesira. The ha kinami kamrinon. The ha the amar ablozer the af b'shtaros loy ba'inon shiu chaysmim. Lesa mishum the b'shtaros ba'inon star knia chosim be'edim kidei shiye ro'i lamud yomim rabim. What does that mean? All that Gemara meant to say is that of course it's working through the mechanics of Eidei Mesira. It's just that for Shar Shtaros, where you're dealing with property, and you need this property and the Shtar to act as a proof, Leman Yamdu Liyamim Rabim, so Mamela, what do I need? I therefore say, you know what? Don't go the route anymore of having physical Eidim watching the Mesira of the Shtar, because that's not going to help you out for a Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. So you know what? You know how you should have your Eidei Mesira Karsi? You should have your Eidei Mesira Karsi in a very specific way. You know how that is? Make sure you go the signature route. The signature route that the Ran is telling us can also create an Eidei Mesira Karsi. But by Shar Shtaros, since you need that to act as a proof for many years to come, so therefore I'm telling you, don't go the route that you have options when it comes to a get, like Rabbi Lazar's normal Shita. Over here, Rabbi Lazar will suggest that you should always have the Chasimas. And that's working through Eidei Mesira. Like I said before. Did he just say Yomim Rabim? Umeata, kol asugyus, mischavros, boom. Schmack. Rabbi Lozer is one Shita. Rabbi Lozer is one Mahalach. Rabbi Lozer is always Eidei Mesira. There's no Af. And the only reason we said by other Shtaros that you need signatures is because we wanted that way and that Mahalach and that path or Eidei Mesira. But says the Ran, fundamentally, it's not two paths within the Rif that he is more expansive and he buys into Rabbi Meir and he expands it. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Eidei Mesira Karsi. Chiddush of the Rif is, I could see the Eidei Mesira even if they're not physically standing there. Through Eidim that are Chosim Alashtar, we can have Eidei Mesira.
Why didn't the Rif say that then?
The Rif didn't say anything. That's why we have many Rishonim that are explaining that. The Ramban assumed a certain Mahalach in the Rif. He didn't say like this, like the Ramban or like the Ran. But the Ran says, I have a Rabbi Elazar that argues with Rabbi Meir. And it sounds like they're diametrically opposed. So what that means is that, that when the Rif says you can also have choismen that create Rabbi Elazar Shita, must be that Rabbi Elazar saw within those chasimas some way of being Eidim Asira Karsi. The only problem, Rabbi Isai, is what in the world is the Ran talking about? It's a nice chiddush. It's a fascinating mahalich. But how in the world do you just snap your fingers and do that? Makes no sense to me. Oh, through the chasimas you have the Eidim Asira. No, you don't. No, you don't! You're missing the physical Eidim that are watching Masira. What in the world is Eidim Masira? Don't you have to have Eidim that are watching a get going from one Baal Din to the other, from a guy to a wife? The Ram might have dealt with some technical problems in Gemaras with Lashonos of Reb Elazar, of Meir, and Gemaras in Ksubis. That's great. But I don't understand fundamentally what you're saying. Where are your Eidim Masira? How does this work, Bechlau? What's going on over here? The Ran doesn't tell us, everybody said. The Ran doesn't tell us. And not everyone is really sure. And there are going to be different mahalchim. How to understand this very Ran. What did the Ran mean? That within the chasimus, you actually have Eidei Mesira there. How did that happen? What is the Ran driving at? What is the explanation to the Rif's Shita if we're not going the Mahalach of the Ramban? How is this magic possible? But he said, we need to understand this. Anyone have any suggestions of what the Ran meant? Yeah, Judah.
So it was going to be a question, but I think this might be a way to answer, is that like with Cheskos, like Cheskos Gimel Shan, and we have people that are going to see you on this land, and maybe they can be the Eidim Asira. We have this star that says you own it.
Let's talk about get right now.
I thought we were saying Dafka by Shar Stars. He says
No. Ran meant, all the Ran says is, and once this is my Mahalach, that this is Reb Elazar Shita, Bein Bishtaros, Bein Beget, I'm going to now reinterpret for you what the Gemara and Peivav meant that by Shar Shtaros, we need the Eidim Achasumim. Okay. It's not to say, like the Ramban said, that there we buy into Rabbi Meir Shita, because I'm presenting to you that Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of Rabbi Meir. I'm just telling you that you need to go the Mahalach of the Eidim Asira through the Chasimos, because you need, by Shar Shtaros, Laman Yom Du Yom Ramad. So I need the signatures to not only act as the Mesira by the time of the passing over of the Karka and the Kinyan Karka, but I also need it to last. So therefore, I'm telling you, by Shar Shtaros, Rabbi Elazar is very specific of how he gets to his Eidei Mesira. But in both Shtaros and Gittin, it's all what? Eidei Mesira. I'm asking, where?
But why do you need it to last? I mean, if you have the Cheskos Gimel Shanim, why do you shouldn't need this Shtar to last more than 3 years? At most.
I don't have Gimel Shana. I want a Yamim Rabim that include 2 years. Yeah.
Say that like Rabbeinu Chaim.
Rabbeinu Chaim. You mean Rav Chaim?
Rav Chaim, yeah.
No. Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like one of the Balei Thesis. Okay. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. We had him in the first segment. Yeah.
Now we say that essentially the Eidei Chasum, the Eidei Chosmim, they see, they're there b'shas chasimo. And we say we can hold that mistam b'hashir nasa, that once the chasima happens, then they're, as Reb Chaim said, it's like a leap of faith that they're there to see the chasima, and then you assume that what's going to happen afterwards was done b'kashrus, and so then it's
Interesting. Very interesting. Maybe we wait. Meaning you're. But meaning, up until now, I would have said that that's just pshat according to Rabbi Meir. The way a shtar works, that they didn't see anything yet.
Yeah.
And the chiddush of shtar according to Rabbi Meir is that even though you don't know the facts, that's the gzeiras hakasav of a shtar. that he signs it before it's given over, and we assume everything else is kosher and is going to be done appropriately. But now what you're doing is you're using that Reb Chaim, and now you're applying that lalacha within the Ran's Reb Elazar. And that's actually going to now make as if you have physical Edim that are watching the process of the shtar going from one Baal Din to the other. That's fascinating.
Just a kasha.
Any other eight, says Rabbi Say?
Right.
What per, okay, yeah?
Kasha Naran is, how does it make any sense that the Ede Hasimo or Ede Masira, if we know that the Ede Hasimo are there, we may take on an Oilam? And so therefore, now what's going to be the case of if the, in air quotes, these Ede Masira are no longer there, they die?
We told people never just to rely on Edom Asira.
But in this...
What's the problem? That's the Rif's writing.
In this case, we're saying...
So now we're going to have the Edom Asira through the Edom Hasim.
And what if those eight... But if they... One to one the same and they die, then what?
We have
Edom Asira. Oh, we're saying then they're Edom
Asira. Yeah, that's great. It's no problem. But the Rif's writings are great. Bein lo l'Ramban, bein lo l'Ran. The Shaila is just, what did the Rif say? What did the Rif mean? We don't really know what the Rif means. The Ramban's presenting one Mahalach, and the Ran's presenting another Mahalach. Same.
Quick question on ideas of when you have everything as everyone, that we're going to assume the rest of the Sankaralata. So I can't really say a similar idea that...
Whoa. Say that in more alumnus terms. What do you say?
Some.
What do you say?
Besides the Sama?
No.
It was such a good shot after my
time. Mistah. Nice. Now, but where are your Eden? Mice, you don't have Eden.
Once you have the Eden Hasima, then you get some Tavas.
You can't just have a Mistah. I want to know where my Eden are. I need Eden Masira. Where are your Eden?
Once you have Eden Hasima, you assume that everything else was done
Tavas. That's a nice assumption. Assume from today until tomorrow.
The Ran talks about it coming out Tavas Yada.
What does that mean? Where are the Edim? The girl, I'm a Rav. I walk up to this girl and I say, where are your Edim, Mishas, again? Where are they? Very nice. You have Umdunas. And come on, what are the chances that this happened? At the end of the day, I need proof to Paskin. Do you have Edim? What am I missing, Rabbi? Say, what does Sammy want to say? No.
But not then, but we assume that was still done.
Come on,
Chevra.
But again, Eid is on the Iker Dover is lacking, right? That's good according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Lozer, I need something else, right? I need to somehow, from that, now have Edim that I... Whoa! What did he just say, Ranan? What did Ranan just say? When you have a presumption, when you have something that sounds and smells like that, I could actually create Edim from there. Through what? Through something called an Anansan. Anansan. If something's an Umdana, if something is clear, if something, it's clear as day that this is a story, what? Chazal can say, the whole world is Edis to this. It's as if it's Anan Sadi. We all are Edis. So now Rabbi Isai, I am not clear what the Ran means. According to Moshe Mordechai just picked up Reb Chaim's and went lumdish in things that were in Rabbi Meir, and he just plugged that in La'alocha Lefi the Ran, Lefi the Rif, within Rabbi Lazar, that what? That this is part of the, even Reb Lozer buys into the Chiddush of Shtar, and now a get that signed, now you can say, Edim HaMe'idim Al Guf HaDavar, what? That's now going to create Edim Asira. It's going to take one step further. Not only do we know things are MS, not only do we not need Drish V'Chakira like Reb Chaim says, but now what? I can now actually present that there are two Edim standing at the time of the get. That's wild. All through what? The Chiddush of Shtaris. The Chiddush of Get. That's part of Zeres HaKosev. Is that what the Ran's saying? He doesn't use the Reb Chaim's languages. But maybe. Or, you can go down Sammy's route, Ranan's route. No, it's not so lumdish. It's just practical. It's just once you have guys that sign on a Shtar, you know, that creates virtual Edim. How does that create Edim? Anan Sadi. You know, it's not that you actually have Edim, but you check the box of Edim through an Anan Sadi, Rabbi Yisai. What we need to do, Rabbi Yisrael, with the next set of Aram HaKoymets, we're not learning a new sugya. I am pausing right now from the last Rambam that was at the end of the Aram HaKoymets, and I am going to give you another set of Aram HaKoymets. And that is through two Mahalchim that I think are found in the G'doylei Achronim, how to understand our Ram. You guys already touched on it, but there are going to be some major nafkaminis between these Mahalchim, between these Havanas, in how to understand the Ran again, to substantiate the Ran's Mahalach within the Rif against the Ramban that was against the Tosfos. So again, the sugya starts off, Rabbi Yisai, it's all a song. It's just some songs have three parts and some song has just a high part and a low part. So it starts off, Poshet Rav Tosfos, Rav Lazar Rav Meir. And then you got to go through Tosfos Rayas, which we have to get back to. Okay? Then we have the Rif that had his Rayas and said, you missed the boat, Tosfos. And that you didn't understand Rav Lazar Rav Meir. Then we had the Ramban's Mahalach within the Rif. Then we had the Ran's attack on the Ramban within the Rif. And now presenting a new Mahalach within Rav Lazar. And now, we don't really understand fully how the Ran says what he says. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will go through the two distinct Mahalchit. One that's found in the Avnei Meluim and in the Ktzois. And the other one that's found in Rav Nochum. And, in my opinion, in the Nesivos HaMishpat, that really affects many other sugyas. That this Ran is going to be a game changer for Gans Shas. So it's not only relevant for just our localized sugya, which is pretty chashuv, and in the entire Maseches Gittin, what does it mean, Rav Lazar or Meir, right? A guy walks out of Gittin and he doesn't know Rav Lazar or Meir, nebuch to that guy, you know? But like, you could say, oh, Rav Lazar or Meir, and like answer like a guy who just, you know, started learning and say, Rav Lazar or Meir, either chasim karsi, either mesir karsi. Now, you're adding a little busser and fleishiks to that statement. What does that actually mean? Does that mean that Rav Lazar's mighty to both? The Rif Shita, like the Ramban's Mahalach, does it mean like the Ran that no, Rav Lazar is opposed to Rabbi Meir, but you can get to Edei Mesira in different ways through the Chasima as well, and then you're going to really have to explain how can you get to that Edei Mesira through just Chasima alone. That will be Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, and some fascinating nafkaminas that I found, Mirtz Hashem will discuss tomorrow within the Nesivos and the Avnei Meluim.